This is Dakota Daybook for September 16th. The Ealhmuir Stephenson was a famous Arctic explorer mounting expeditions into uncharted territories for years at a time. Although born in Canada, Stephenson grew up in Mountain, North Dakota, and for a time attended UND. In June of 1913, Stephenson led an expedition to the Arctic aboard a whaling ship called the Kurluk. 6 weeks later, the ship got frozen into the ice. When they began to run low on food, Stephenson took a dog sled, his photographer, and two Inuit hunters to find some caribou. In his absence, the ice below the ship began to drift, moving the Kurluk hundreds of miles. On January 11th, the ice heaved and crushed the ship. Among the 25 initial survivors were scientists, crew members, and several Inuits. Ship Captain Bartlett was a Newfoundland sealer. He knew they had to get to solid ground to survive, and under round-the-clock darkness, he led his ragtag group toward Wrangel Island, hundreds of miles away. 8 men died on the journey. Those who made it lived on pemmican and biscuits, while Bartlett, with one Inuit man and dog sled, continued on to Siberia for help. Some 9 months later, a whaling schooner found a pitiful handful of Kurluk survivors suffering from starvation, snow blindness, exposure, and even amputations. 2 had died from malnutrition, and another died from a gunshot wound, bringing the death toll to 11. Blame for the tragedy was aimed at Stephenson, citing poor planning. Only 2 of the scientists had significant polar experience, and the majority of the crew were inexperienced boys looking for adventure. There was no survival training, and the parkas provided were second-hand, diseased, and too thin for the brutal weather. Chief Engineer John Monroe said the 29-year-old ship was one of Stephenson's biggest mistakes, saying its engine was no better than an old coffee pot. Meanwhile, after 1.5 years with no word of Stephenson, he was presumed dead. But on this date in 1915, a schooner arrived in Nome with dispatches from Stephenson. He was wintering at Bank Island and had managed to get a new power schooner to continue his explorations. The Bismarck Tribune reported, "He seems to have been quite unaware of the anxiety his long silence aroused." When confronted with the Kurluk controversy, Stephenson maintained he did as he told the people aboard the Kurluk he would. He went hunting and came back, but the ship had drifted away. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Mary Helm. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.